Former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser had known Nelson Mandela before he was president, when he was still a prisoner. Well, I spoke to Mr. Fraser about his memories of Nelson Mandela and began by asking him about when he first met Mr. Mandela.
He was in Portsmouth Jail when I first met him. Portsmouth Jail was just outside of Cape Town. It was a much less harsh than Robben Island, where he'd been for most of his prison life. Obviously, we'd spoken to many people about him, people who had known him before he went to jail. So we had some conception, some idea of the man. But his presence, if there were 10, 20, 50, 100 people in the room, and Mandela were one of them, and if you looked around, your reaction probably would have been, who's that? Because he would stand out, his presence, his attitude, his dignity, his charm, but also his sense of humour, a bright eye, his courtesy to everyone. He's by far the best person and the greatest person that I've ever met in my life.
What makes the best person the best in your estimation?
I don't think he would have known what it was to lie. He had a sense of ethics, a sense of purpose, a sense of integrity, a sense of justice and fairness, which were built in the man. They were part of his being. It was the way he behaved, to want to make friends of his jailers, to make friends of his enemies, to treat everyone with respect, to recognize that there is something good in, I think, everyone, and then to apply those values to his public, to his political life. This is what made him so different. He would never ask what's expedient. He would never take a poll to see what people thought or what they wanted done. He would know what was right and he would argue for it.
Mr. Fraser, in the 1980s, while Mr. Mandela was still in prison, you were a founding member of the Commonwealth Eminent Persons Group Against Apartheid. In effect, you had to try and establish a dialogue between the South African government and the ANC. How difficult was that, and what role did Nelson Mandela play in making that dialogue happen?
In the early days, not a very active role, because he was still in jail and not able to speak with his own colleagues. You'd ask him a view of something and he'd say, well, I can give you my personal view, but it won't be a collegiate view because I need to discuss matters with my other colleagues in the ANC. So he was a modest man in addition to all the rest. But the government was under increasing difficulty, increasing international pressure, pressure that had been led by the Commonwealth of Nations, much more than by the United Nations or anyone else. And the government was believing that it was going to have to change, but it thought it could achieve change and still get what it wanted, because the government at that time believed its own rhetoric that South Africa was a nation of warring tribes who would never agree. But wherever we went, people would say, we support Mandela. So the South African government came to believe that in any negotiation they would be confronted by Nelson Mandela leading a totally united group behind them. And they weren't ready for that negotiation then in the middle 1980s. It was later, when de Klerk was in charge, they came to accept that that had to be the way forward, because they knew that they couldn't manipulate that kind of negotiation, that it would have to be a genuine one and lead to a genuine conclusion.
Malcolm Fraser, earlier today, when he told the world that Nelson Mandela had died, Jacob Zuma said that what made Nelson Mandela great was precisely what made him human. We saw in him what we seek in ourselves. What did you see in Nelson Mandela that you seek in yourself?
Far, far better man than me or anyone else I've ever known. I suppose I see in Mandela all the aspirational things we would like to be, but we know in our hearts we often fall short.
That's the former Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, with his memories of Nelson Mandela.